Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, welcome back to this week's show. I'm Joy Dooling from the Joy of Membership, and I get the privilege of being your host here. This week, I'd like to talk a bit about membership software. Now, maybe membership software is not the most exciting of topics, but what software can allow you to do definitely is. Having the right membership software in place is an essential part of being able to effectively run any association, trade group, or membership-based nonprofit. That's because you not only have a big job to do, but there are also lots of moving parts to track. Plus, the people who are responsible for key parts of programs tend to change when board members transition or committee volunteers change. Today, I'd specifically like to share 5 ways that your membership software should be helping you. Now, I say should because membership software varies enormously. Some membership management platforms are just glorified spreadsheets, or they take a one-size-fits-all approach that forces you to do things their way instead of supporting the process that works best for you and your members. So here are the 5 ways that I think that your membership software ought to be helping you. So essential feature number 1, flexible ways to get data in and always able to get data out. Delivering a high value member experience really requires you to be knowledgeable about who your people are, what they're interested in, and what they're responding to. This means that you need to be able to do more than just import a contact list with demographics and renewal dates. Ideally, you should have forms that can be created for data collection, custom field capabilities, some sort of tagging ability, and built-in tracking of activities. The idea here, as I always say, is not to collect data just because you can, but to actually use what your membership software is telling you to provide a more personalized membership journey. Now, you'll notice that I said flexible ways to get data in, always able to get data out. At one time, I would have thought that it was unnecessary to specify that second part about being able to get data out. However, I've had several situations lately with organizations migrating to JourneyCare who were doing so specifically because they were limited on what they could actually do with their data. One person even told me that they could put custom fields into their membership software, but only standard fields would export out. So all of the data that they had painstakingly collected was essentially inaccessible. So essential feature number 2 is omni-channel communication. Now, we operate in a world where members have grown accustomed to many different ways of communicating with the organizations that they trust. That's why I've bumped omni-channel communication up to being an essential function for membership. Now, what do I mean by omni-channel communication? I'm talking about lots of different ways to interact with members and to communicate with them. If your membership software only does email, that's giving you access to a very narrow single channel of communication. If your membership software only does one-way email, where you can send out emails to members, but it doesn't handle emails coming in, then you're operating with essentially half a channel. So contrast that with a membership software like JourneyCare, and you can immediately see the difference. In JourneyCare, you can communicate in and out. It's two-way conversations, and it involves email, text messaging, phone calls, website chat widget, Google My Business messaging, Facebook messaging, Instagram messaging, and very soon we will have WhatsApp messaging. Now, imagine having all of that under one roof, multiple ways to communicate with members and have them communicate with you. Now, perhaps your organization does do all of these different channels, but chances are that you have to go to a bunch of different places to do the communication. And then these channels don't actually connect in with your membership records. Membership software becomes more useful when you can do all of this from one place and you can actually see which channels a person tends to prefer, thereby allowing you to customize their experience based on those preferences. You can also save time because you don't have to jump around to a bunch of different platforms to see what you could gather from one place. And you don't have to worry about things falling between the cracks because you have visibility to all of the communication that's happening. Rather than having some critical piece of communication being lost in a board member or a committee member's personal email inbox. So omnichannel communication is another thing that your membership software ought to be able to do for you. Essential feature number three, flexible automations. Now, this is something that I have just increasingly grown to love. Most membership software on the market today has some degree of automation included. If someone purchases a membership, the software likely sends them a receipt or a welcome email. When renewal is coming up, the software probably sends reminders. I consider this to be bare minimum automation, not at all conducive to creating an effective member experience. Instead, what I want to see my clients using are list builders, nurture sequences, pre-renewal warm-up campaigns, interest surveys with automated follow-up based on responses. These sort of experience-enhancing opportunities are only possible if your membership software helps you do them. Now, like with the communication channels that I mentioned in essential feature number two, it is certainly possible to cobble together these sorts of automations using multiple tools. But if you can get it all under one roof inside your membership software, that is certainly the ideal situation. Essential feature number four. If your membership software can have this, it will be extremely helpful. That is task management. Now, most of my clients tend to be small to mid-size associations, also some trade groups, some membership-based nonprofits. But overall, these are not organizations that have large teams. They tend to be volunteer-powered. They're relying on working boards, working committees, working work groups to get everything done that needs to get done. Now, one of the big challenges with this reality is that you have a bunch of different people who don't work for the same organization. So they're not on the same technology platform, and they may or may not be good about checking emails. They may be good or not good at tracking project due dates. Some people have great project management skills, others not so much. And they may not be always following the established processes, or there might not even be established processes that they've been made aware of. And every time people change because a role is passed from one person to another, you risk having your institutional knowledge and awareness of deadlines fall between the cracks. That's why it's super important to capture those responsibilities in a way that are visible to all involved, that individual people aren't tracking what they need to do just on their own. And to use automation wherever you possibly can, to do whatever it possibly can. I'll even go so far as to say that I think this is perhaps even more important for small membership organizations than it is for larger associations. Because in a larger organization where you have paid staff, there's typically more oversight and supervision. Now, that's simply not the case when you're talking about volunteer-driven initiatives. So if your membership software has task management built in, that is automatically going to get a big thumbs up for me because it's super helpful. And it can be helping you do all sorts of things that make running your membership easier. Now, the final essential feature that I will talk about today is robust filtering. Getting your membership data into the membership software is great, but actually being able to do something with that data is even better. And that's where data filtering can make a big difference. Now, most membership software allows you to filter membership data in one way or another, but I'm talking about more detailed views, like the ability to look at membership data by state rather than just by membership type, or being able to look at membership data based on when somebody joined in relationship to when they changed membership levels or something like that. One of the most recent features that I've integrated into JourneyCare is a custom app that can take data out of the database and slice and dice it in different ways depending on what an executive director or a board needs to see. For example, for one national association that recently did their migration, I was able to produce detailed member rosters for 188 local clubs, pulling the relevant information out of the national database, an expiration date report that shows exactly how many members are going to be expiring each month for the next 5 years, a region-specific breakdown with numbers of members by type for each region, and a similar breakout that showed international members versus US-based members. This sort of reporting is super helpful because it allows you to make better decisions and to do planning for your member experience that is data-based. And that's the kind of work that is hard to do when you have a small organization that doesn't have super fancy membership software. But if your membership software can do these things, then having information available with just a few clicks of a mouse, that can be hugely helpful. Now, these are just 5 ways that membership software can help you provide a better member experience while also making it easier to run the membership organization overall. There are likely many, many more, but I'm going to stop with just these 5. To recap, the 5 essential things that you'll want to check your membership software for are: 1, easy to get data in, easy to get data out so that you can create a more personalized and responsive member experience. 2, omni-channel communication, which means that you can do two-way communication through multiple ways, but all from inside your membership software so that it's all connected to your member data. 3, flexible automations so that you can make the software fit you and not be forced into a way of operating that isn't ideal for you and your members. 4, task management so that there's better visibility of who needs to do what. And 5, robust filtering so that you could get the reports out of the system that you need to receive in order to make important decisions. Now, if you go back to your membership software and you discover that it really can't help you do these 5 things, I'd like you to think about what the value of these 5 things might be to your organization. If you can customize different aspects of your member experience, if you can get reports faster, if you can automate processes that you've been doing manually, There is value in all of that. So go back, take a look at your membership software, see if it will do these five essential things. And if you find that there's some aspect that it won't do, let's chat about whether Journey Care can help, either as a complete switch from what you're doing now, or just running alongside your current platform to fill in the gaps that are most painful. You can learn more about Journey Care by going to the website, which is journeycare.app. That's .app.app, not .com. So journeycare.app, or you can just hop directly into my calendar and we can have a conversation. There's a big red button at the bottom of nearly every page on the Journey Care site where you can click there and you can see the days and times that are open on my calendar. So that will bring us to a wrap for this week. I will be back here with the next episode 7 days from now. In the meantime, take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech, TECH. Have a great week and I'll see you next time.